morning. When I was growing up, we went to the cemetery a lot. It was something that was very special to my mother to make sure that everybody there was taken care of. And I remember going, practically a weekly, usually after church, and then sometimes during the week I would go with my dad to make sure everything was clean and watered. So it's always been kind of a special place for me to go. Not one of extreme sadness, but more of one of consideration and thoughtfulness. And so this particular weekend is always very big. And in my understanding, the way I view it, it's not just about, the men and women who have given their lives for our country, but about everyone who has been somehow a part of our lives and been involved in it, was also included in this particular weekend. So a few weeks ago, I was reading, I get these readings every morning on my computer, and a lot of you know I don't spend a lot of time on the computer, so sometimes there are 7 or 8 of them to read. I came across this one in particular, and it was really meaningful to me. And the opportunity came to share it for this morning, I was looking forward to sharing this with you. The reading I'm going to offer this morning for our words for reflection is called Earth Song, and it's a traditional from Senegal. The translator is unknown, so these are the words I'd like you to listen to and ponder for a few moments over. Earth Song. Listen to things more often than beings. Hear the voice of the fire. Hear the voice of the water. Listen in the wind to the sighing of the bush. This is the ancestors breathing. Those who are dead are never gone. The dead are not down in the earth. They are in the trembling of the trees, in the groaning of the woods, in the water that runs, in the water that sleeps. They are in the hut. They are in the crowd. Those who are dead are not ever gone. They are in the woman's breast. They are in the wailing of a child. They are in the burning log and in the moaning rock. They are in the weeping grasses, in the forest and the home. Listen to things more often than beings. Hear the voice of fire. Hear the voice of water. Listen in the wind to the sighing of the bush. This is the ancestors breathing. The mystery is that we are connected, even when we feel apart. Let us rejoice in the common life that makes of the many one, so may it be.